Hi, my name is Jennifer Ortiz Correa, and welcome back to School Prayers for Our Children. Today I'll be praying for children with unique abilities and their siblings. I myself have two children, one that has a unique ability due to a rare genetic disorder that affects her gross motor skills. So prayer is pretty much my lifeline. I say that to a lot of moms very often because the strength that I have does not come from me. That comes from the Lord himself, the Lord God. So I just want to talk a little bit about how powerful prayer is for any parent with or without a child with a unique ability. But it is so powerful as moms that do have children with unique abilities. So it would help us, you know, just pray over our children and cover them with prayer for this next school year, whether it's homeschool, whether your child's attending private or public school. I enjoy being with God in the mornings for prayer and reading his word, but it provides me with a lot of insight and understanding. As we know, God shared a lot of wisdom and knowledge in the Bible. And Joyce Meyer does say it best in one of her devotional books, "Your time with God adds life." And it really does. And if we go back into God's word in Proverbs 9:11, God says, "For through wisdom, your days will be many and years will be added to your life." When our children are filled with God's love and his word, they are different. We are different as parents. We are stronger. We're more confident, patient, forgiving, and resilient. We learn how to give ourselves and our children grace. As we know, especially if you're a homeschooling family, there's a lot of grace that goes around. Or at least we try to work on that. What helps me as a mom kind of set my day for me and my kids is to set intentional time with the Lord. So what I do is I get up early in the a.m. because that's the best time for me. I know every family's lifestyle and dynamics are different, so you do what's best for you. I get up in the morning early before anybody else gets up. I brew my coffee. I set the table with my Bible, my journal, my devotionals, and I create that space for myself and Jesus. I say this because it really helps us mom to be filled with the word so that we can pour out that love onto our children and also lead by example the power of prayer. Again, what that looks like is different for everyone. Everyone has a different lifestyle, different dynamics at home. So just like with the Help Club for Moms, usually their motto is, you know, you do you. You do what's best for you, okay? So that allows us to kind of grow in our faith as parents and as moms. God provides us with spiritual strength each day. Each day, especially being a parent of a child with unique abilities. You know, there's so much that goes on. So many things we have to do on a daily basis. And so God will give us that strength that we need to keep going each and every day. It does say here that God will equip the called, right? We're wondering sometimes as parents, like, how can we keep going? I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Dive into the word. God will give you that strength that you need. And Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." As parents with children with abilities, we know our children face more challenges and obstacles. And praying for that supernatural strength that only God can provide is so powerful. God will give our kids with unique abilities and their siblings that supernatural strength to take on everyday tasks like attending therapies, speech, occupational, physical therapy, ABA therapies if needed, going to medical appointments, seeing specialist doctors like neurologists, ophthalmologists, doctors that work in that orthopedics. Going to these different appointments and therapies take time, take energy. And then, of course, the siblings that do not have a unique ability, they come along with us, especially if we have lack of childcare. We bring the family together to go to these appointments. So it's a matter of like packing the lunches, packing the snacks, toys that they can use while they're playing in the car on the drive to and from different destinations, being prepared as a family and working together. But I do pray for my children and myself as well as you and your children. I pray that God leads us to the right resources that our child needs so that we can meet their individual needs, whether it's a intellectual disability or a physical disability or a behavioral, that we are able to be in touch with those who truly have a passion for what they do each day, like such as therapists that work in these different fields that have that love and kindness and support and truly care and want to do what's best for our kids who need support and assistance in certain areas. So I pray that we are led to the right teachers, the right therapists, the right schools, whether it be homeschool co-ops, public school, private school, and the right books and the curriculums used for their learning to grow this school year, the right friends, friends that would surround them with love and kindness and support. And even if there's conflict, because all friends do have conflict at some point in time, that they learn to solve those conflicts together. And just to find the right communities. You know, having community is so important as a family and very encouraging and helpful, because life is going to have its ups and downs, its challenges. And to have that community, that space where you can be supported and encouraged, as well as your children be encouraged by their peers, is a blessing. So praying that God leads us to those right communities. And what I mean by right communities too is that, you know, nothing is perfect, right? But it'll be something that's a right fit for you and your family, because we know our kids need that support, that acceptance, regardless of what type of disability they may have. Also, parents and moms, we want to speak life into our children, to be intentional with our time with each of our children, with our child that has unique abilities, as well as our other siblings, our other two children that do not have a disability, a unique ability, that we take that time to pray with them and for them. I want you to know that my youngest, I try to make sure that she knows she's just as important as her oldest sister who has the unique ability, by, you know, having, setting that intentional time with her, letting her know that she's just as important. And I've seen her grow so much, and showing the love and being helpful with her older sister, and even encouraging her older sister when she's faced with challenges and obstacles. So seeing her being that cheerleader for her older sister is beautiful. You know, it's a blessing. So yes, we know all siblings have their days, but we're reminded that they're God's children, right? God is for them. God is with them. They are fearfully, wonderfully made by God. And in Ephesians 2:10, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do good things He planned for us long ago." There was a message I heard recently in a podcast, and the speaker shared, you know, not to waste your suffering. Ask God questions and use it for God's glory. So even though there are going to be moments where we are faced with these obstacles and challenges, our children are faced with obstacles and challenges, whether it be at home or in school or in therapies or outside with their friends, amongst their peers, that we can use our experiences and those spaces of feeling pain, that we can use that for good and for God's glory. Because there's so many blessings that I need and experience personally throughout this journey, and I'm still learning. And I am truly blessed that God chose me to be my daughter's mom, and I'm blessed that He chose me to be, chose her to be my daughter. And same thing with my youngest. God has a plan. We may not always understand what that plan is. Our child may not always understand, like, "Mom, why I can't do this? Why it's hard for me to do that?" I try not to limit my daughter's abilities. I know her rare genetic disorder affects her gross motor skills, so I try to give her, expose her to different things and see what she can do. Even if it takes time to learn and to grow and to practice and get to that goal, then that's okay. You know, just diving into the Word and praying each morning as a mom and praying for your kids, and even praying with your kids, is so important. I use devotionals all the time when we sit around the table after breakfast. And on most days we read, "We Need Devotionals for Kids," "Precious in His Sight" devotionals and prayers, just so that they can get used to praying out loud as well for themselves and for each other and for our family. So just being intentional with our time is so powerful, and the power of prayer is powerful itself. So just wanted to kind of share that with you, moms and parents out there that have children with unique abilities and their siblings. You'd always want to include the siblings, because sometimes some siblings may feel like, "Well, my sister or brother gets more attention, or they get to go to these appointments where they play these games." They, you know, may not understand. So I always try to make sure that my time is intentional with my children. So I would like to pray. Lord God, I pray and want to give You thanks and praise this morning for all that we have, for this space to kind of have moms come together and just hear your word, Lord God. We have children with unique abilities. I know you've chosen us, Lord God, for this, for our child. And you will equip us with what we need and will be our greatest provider in the name of Jesus, whether that be providing emotional strength emotionally, physically, mentally, Lord God. We know that you are there for us each and every day, and that we do not walk alone in this world, that you're walking alongside of us, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you watch over our children each and every day, Lord God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and protect them. Give them the courage, the confidence, and the resilience to continue to move forward, Lord God. Whatever disability that they may have, Lord God, that you would strengthen them or even use the unique ability to make a difference and impact in this world, Lord God. We can take and turn our suffering and pain and use it to help others, Lord God, and to glorify you in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you watch over our kids this year, that they have a safe return back to school, Lord God, whether it's homeschool, public school, or private school, Lord God, that you continue to watch over them and protect them and guide them, Lord God, and that we pray for the right teachers, the right curriculums, the right resources, and the right homeschool co-ops, Lord God, that you can kind of guide us and lead us. We want to give you thanks and praise for all that we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.